Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. And trust me, when I say Stoicism isn't about being gloomy or stomping around like you own the world, it's actually the opposite. It's about finding inner peace and happiness even when life throws you curveballs. Now, who wouldn't want a little more of that, right? Especially in today's whirlwind of constant notifications, deadlines, and social comparisons, cultivating a positive mindset can feel like trying to tame a wild stallion. But guess what? It's totally possible. Think of it as training your mind to focus on the good stuff, even when the bad stuff wants to hog the spotlight. You know that feeling when you wake up and everything just clicks? You feel energized, optimistic, ready to conquer the day. That's the power of a positive mindset in action. Today, we're diving deep into how to cultivate that inner sunshine, embrace optimism like your BFF, and turn those frown lines upside down. Here are 5 key takeaways to make this happen. First up, practice gratitude. Seriously, it sounds cheesy, but it works. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a hilarious meme, we all need those, a supportive friend, anything that sparks joy. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to savor those little moments. Number 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. Ever notice how those pesky negative voices in your head seem to love throwing shade on everything? They'll tell you you're not good enough, smart enough, or whatever else feels like kryptonite. Well, it's time to fight back. When a negative thought pops up, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? And what's a more realistic and positive way to look at this situation? Remember, your thoughts are not facts. You have the power to choose which ones you believe. Focus on what you can control. We all get frustrated when things are out of our hands. But here's the Stoic secret. Focus your energy on what you can control, your actions, your reactions, your attitude. You can't control the weather, traffic, or other people's opinions, thank goodness, but you can control how you respond to them. Number 4. Practice mindfulness. Take a step back from the chaos and be present in the moment. Pay attention to your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can help ground you and reduce stress. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your mental chatter and simply being. Finally, surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together? It's true. The company you keep influences your mindset. So seek out friends, family, or mentors who uplift you, inspire you, and share your values. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street and suddenly, bam, someone bumps into you, spilling their coffee all over your new shirt. Your first reaction? You might feel annoyed, frustrated, even a little bit angry. That's totally normal. But here's where the Stoic magic happens. Instead of letting that negative energy take over, you take a deep breath, smile politely at the person who bumped into you, they probably didn't mean it, and think, well, this is just a temporary inconvenience. My shirt can be cleaned, and I choose to focus on the positive like the beautiful sunshine today. See? You turned a potentially negative situation into an opportunity for positivity. That's the power of a positive mindset. Remember, cultivating optimism isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing practice. Like any skill, it takes time and effort to develop. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, learn from your setbacks, and keep striving towards that inner sunshine. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing gratitude today. Write down 3 things you're thankful for right now. Seriously, do it. Challenge those negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, and surround yourself with positive people. You've got this. And remember, I'm here to cheer you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep that Stoic spirit shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.